This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado, and I'm Hal Bidlack. I realize that in the roughly 4 years I've been doing Looking Up, I've never told you about me and my remarkable life story. I was born in a log cabin under a full moon.
Sorry, Hal. In the interests of listener interest, I need to stop you right there. Hi, this is Mike Purcell, backyard astronomer and occasional nightscape photographer, and that's something you can easily try your hand at. All you basically need is a camera that you can hold a shutter open for more than a few seconds. DSLR cameras are perfect for this application. A steady camera is essential, so a tripod and a remote control trigger or cable release are helpful. A wide-angle lens and a wide-open aperture is also good to start with. Set the ISO or the camera's sensitivity to light setting to at least 800 and consider including a cool foreground to really make the photo interesting. Set the focus to infinity and beyond and hold the shutter open for 20 seconds or so. The great thing about digital photography is you can experiment and immediately see your results. If the exposure is a bit dark, crank up the ISO or hold the shutter open a bit longer. You probably don't want to hold the shutter open for much longer than 30 seconds though. Maybe more info on why that is in a future episode. Try aiming at the Milky Way, Orion, or even a dark part of the sky, and you may be pleasantly surprised by the wonderful colors you get. This is Mike Purcell for 91.5 KRCC and the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.